T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Playoffs?
Mike, you had red zone failures and a number of drop passes. Do you attribute that to anything in particular?
Sucking.
Mike Tomlin, I love you. I will always love you for that. To what do you attribute that? Us sucking. That is absolute Hall of Fame. That is there with Scott Skiles. What does Eddie Curry have to do to be a better rebounder? Jump. That is as honest as I've ever heard a football coach. It's one thing to have a basketball coach do it, but to hear a football coach say that is just, mwah, I just love it. Thanks to our guests today, Ian Happ, Kevin Fishbane, and Pete Futek. Thanks to Brian Gerch for directing the video feed and moderating the Twitch chat. Jay Zawoski, the executive producer. Ray Diaz, the executioner, the guy doing what he does. Tomorrow we're going to have Anthony Heron for a full hour and plenty of other Friday fun for you. Lawrence Holmes is here, ready to go. What's going on, Lawrence?
Hello, Dan. I am a big fan of Mike Tomlin, too. Like, he keeps talking about his press conferences they're really boring, but they're also great because he leans into the boring. Like, he's big into slogans and sayings and things like that. Like, we don't blink, and we're a team that doesn't blink. And yesterday, he got after his guys a little bit in a very Tomlin-esque way. He said that wasn't a varsity-level performance.
It was awful.
It
was awful.
It was really terrible.
I hated watching it. It was miserable football and not representative of the best league in the world at playing.
No, it wasn't, and for a lot of reasons. But the fact that you end up with RG3 out there playing quarterback, and then, like, in the most RG3 thing ever, he pulls a hamstring and then can't run anymore. And if he can't run, then what good is he to you and your offense? Because he doesn't do well from the pocket. So it just became this disaster. I give the Ravens a lot of credit. Their defense kept them in that thing until the very end of it. But it was a brutal watch for sure.
You got the new backdrop.
Yeah, Big Cat Ryan dropped it off today, and I'm very excited. So, like, it's a taller backdrop, so I can now stand. Like, it's a 7-foot backdrop. Not that I'm 7 feet, but I can now stand. So I'm experimenting today, and people will see on the Twitch that I've got to figure out, because even with the raising of my desk, it's at a perfect place for me to type on it, but it's not great as far as camera views go. So I'm using the iPad today to be my camera for us for the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. But I've been sitting too much, and it, like, my hip was bothering me. And I'm like, why is my hip bothering me? Because I haven't really been doing any running lately. And it's because I've been sitting 2 hours. And I almost never, like, when we're in the studio, I don't sit. So I'm going to try to start standing a little bit more to help my hips out. My hips don't lie.
These hips don't lie. Yeah, because I got to figure this out, too. Ryan's coming here at 4 o'clock. I got to pack these up and take them down. And then how hard was that to install?
It wasn't. I mean, it was super. It's actually easier than the other ones because it came pre-installed. He just has it. He'll be. Yeah, you'll be ready to go. He's going to pull it out the trunk of the Score SUV. And then put it on the little stanchion, and you're going to be good to go. It took a minute to do it here.
All right, good, because I get concerned if I have to do anything. It's, you know, it's one thing to put all these wires together, but it's another thing if it actually involves constructing something or semi-constructing something. So good. I'm happy to hear that. Did you happen to hear Ian Happ, by the way?
I did. I appreciated his honesty and his emotion for his guy. Like, I wouldn't expect anything else. Like, he's become a really good addition to your show. Like, I like listening to him because it's a very honest view of what's happening inside baseball. I get it. It's so weird because we didn't, I think I made mention of it yesterday, but we didn't delve into it, that I expected Schwarber and Almora to not be tendered, as most people did. I'm not saying I was breaking any news or anything, but it feels like the end of something. And there's so many different flashpoints, Dan, because Joe moving on felt like the end of something. And then Theo moving on feels like the end of something. And all of these things are kind of coming together to make it like we're entering this new part of Cubs baseball. And I wonder how many Cubs fans are really ready for it, like really emotionally ready for what could be another breakdown of it, which is strange to say for a team that won its division and made the playoffs last year.
Well, I'm also curious to know how different Jed Hoyer is from Theo Epstein, because even though they were presented as being of one mind and there was a lot of consensus reached, it's very possible that he's got completely different opinions on some of these players and a different valuation on some of these players. Where he's like, look, I'll spend this for this guy, but if Kyle Schwarber is going to cost me, you know, $9 million for 2.3 wins, maybe I can spend that $9 million a little differently to make us a better baseball team. And that's valid. That's okay, because you want a new set of eyes on this every so often, and you're not necessarily set in what Theo once called the winner's trap. You know, just when you win, thinking everything you're doing is right when other teams might be outstripping you.
You're right. We don't know what Jed is all about, and we'll find out over the next few months. Kind of it'll give us a template of what he's about. I actually went back over the interview I did with him last week, and I want to bring back like a couple minutes of it because I think it's relevant to the discussion going forward. But, I mean, this is just the first thing, and they could bring Schwarber back. Let me ask you a question that I was going to ask Herbie, Dan. If you were Schwarber, where would you want to go?
Independent of money?
Yeah, let's say that it's not, the money isn't a big factor. Where would you want to go? Where would you want to play?
Well, if you start looking at the way ballparks are constructed, mm-hmm. I would need to get a spray chart. But if you look at, like, if Kyle Schwarber said, I could for the rest of my career be Big Poppy, and I could go to Boston, and I've got Pesky's pole on the one side. He hits a lot of opposite field left center home runs, too. So Fenway might be a great place for him. And he could also even, that's a place you could play left field. Because if it's right over your head, you just turn around and pick it up.
Yeah, the only problems that you would have are the balls down the line. But even then, you're probably going to get a little bit of help because it's so short. I wonder if, like, what's the connection with him and Joe Maddon? Would he want to go play out for the Angels and be a part of that team? The Yankees kind of make sense to me to have another one of those boppers, in this case, in the bottom of their lineup. Or does he want to still be a Cub? Like, does that tip the scale in one way or another? I've got a lot of questions about that when it comes to Kyle.
I'd like to ask him. I think he's going to do just fine for himself. I think he's going to have a lucrative enough deal in a place that's going to afford him an opportunity to hit 30, 35 home runs again.
Yeah, and the other thing is for me, and I asked Jed this, and I won't say, it wasn't a necessarily satisfying answer, but I don't know if any answer I would have gotten would have been satisfying. What do you do with the 2020 numbers? Because there were some players that had great years in 2020, including Jose Abreu, Fernando Tatis, Mike Trout. What do you do with trying to add that to the numbers that you already have to help you make decisions on what to do with players.
They don't know, and agents don't know either, and that's why the arbitration numbers to me are almost completely made up. Because let's say you went to an arbitration hearing. I have no idea how an independent third party is going to rule on one of these cases, because that's where we'd actually learn, is if an agent says, look, this is what this guy did relative to these guys making this, therefore he deserves this kind of money. It's not in the collective bargaining agreement. I don't know. Maybe two arbitrators would rule completely differently and maybe would want it folded in to a larger sample or extrapolated and weighted. And maybe that's why you look at weighted runs created plus, because that is a number that gives you a one number boiled down relative to your time, relative to your moment, really. So it's there is no good answer to that question. I don't know what a win is worth. No, they don't. I mean, Fangraphs literally will say a win is worth $9 million or whatever it is. And they put a number on it. We don't have that number yet.
How would you feel about Kyle Schwarber being the DH for the White Sox?
What does that do to the future of Andrew Vaughn? And how far away do you think Vaughn is? Because you've got other guys there. You have other sticks. To me, it depends on what and on how soon you really think Vaughn is ready to contribute, because then you're going to get a representative bat that costs you nothing.
Okay, let me ask you another question about the White Sox then. Would it be better for the White Sox to try and find someone who fits into their DH spot, or try to leave an opportunity for Vaughn, or would they be better off going to get someone who can catch the ball and just saying to Aloy, this is what you do now. All you do is hit, because when you try to catch it, you get hurt.
Isn't that Adam Engel?
Probably, but again, this is one of those 2020 numbers things. I don't know what to do with the Adam Engel 2020 numbers, because I had all the other numbers before that.
Well, you also have to look at when he made the swing change too, because in the gory details, his launch angle changed the year before, and he started to see some results, because he's a big man who can hit the ball. And as soon as he started to get away from the old school stuff that he was taught as a kid, you're fast, hit it on the ground, Willie Mays Hayes said, no, you're also big and strong, hit it in the air because it counts for more and it does way more to help us win. So I think you factor that in, but we're dealing with stuff that where we do not know the answer. But if that guy's already on your bench, already in your clubhouse, I think he gets first look.
Yeah, I just feel like I know that Aloy wants to get better at playing
he's
left
bad,
field.
Though. No,
but
bad.
He's bad. And if he could play left field to the level that Schwarber got to, I'd probably be all right with leaving him there. But damn.
No, it's more about it's about hurting himself. It isn't just about runs prevented.
Or Luis. Like, yeah, I don't want him knocking that guy over.
Him getting caught in the netting is, I think we underrated that as much fun as we had with it. The guy got tangled in the netting and almost never emerged.
When I see Aloy play left field, and I adore him, like as a player, even with some of his flaws, like I adore him as a player because of the joy that he brings to the game. It's like any of us. If you've ever had the moment when you know you're going to fall down and it's just a matter of how am I going to fall down? Is it going to be complete like Chevy Chase pratfall? Is it going to be Dick Van Dyke over the ottoman? I know I'm making some old man references right now. Is it Shaquille O'Neal falling after running? Like, how do you want to fall? And then you see Aloy and you're like, oh, and you see that he's having that moment like, I have to decide how I'm going to fall into this net. And then he decides, he's like, I can't get out of this net now.
You know my favorite story about that moment? This is a true story, And I don't know if I think I've told this before, maybe shortly after I heard it, because it was so funny. And this was in the press room at Old Hallis Hall. And one day, former Bears wide receiver Glenn Kozlowski shows up with a soft cast on his wrist. And we're like, dude, what happened? And he said, I broke my wrist. I said, how'd you do it? He said, I was scratching my ass. I'm like, what? You broke your wrist scratching your ass? He's like, okay, well, let me tell you what happened. And he tells this story, and I swear to God, I was laughing so hard. I mean, this is 25 years ago. He said, I'm at the top of the stairs, and I'm drinking a Diet Coke that I had just opened with my left hand. He said, I'm scratching my ass with my right hand. He said, my wife has just put brand new carpeting on the stairs. It's white carpeting that was just installed. So he says, now just picture this. He's got the full can of Diet Coke. And, you know, he's just kind of, digging
getting
around
in there,
back of the waistband with the right hand. And he says his foot slips. And he has that weightless mid-air moment that he says either he can drop the Diet Coke to try to arrest his fall, or he can make sure he doesn't spill. And as the good husband that he is, you talk about taking one for the team, or maybe not wanting to incur the wrath, he decided to land on his tailbone, and in doing so, broke his wrist while not spilling the Coke.
Broke his coccyx.
sand dune, a doom buggy, broke coccyx. But that's true. That is the ultimate in the moment, what do I do?
I had one of those. I fell off my bike bad this summer, and it feels like time is just suspended, and you're just like, oh, I can actually make some choices. I can make some choices here on how this is gonna go, and I actually rolled with it. Like, I didn't fight it,
right?
And I ended up okay. And I got
some people
up
are
and
good
I was
at
like,
falling.
I was like, did anyone see that? Because that was actually kind of impressive that I didn't die right there.
Mundane sports achievement, right? I mean, some people are good at it. Allen Iverson was great at it. Derrick Rose, terrible at it.
Horrible at it.
You know,
maybe
Kyler Murray.
Worst at it.
Kyler Murray's incredible. That's why the comp for him is Iverson. The way he moves with that quick twitch, and the way just when you think there's going to be an impact, there's not. When he goes down, he sort of magically pops back up because of the baseball pop-up slide that he learned. There are some people who just find their way to walk through the raindrops like that.
I'm worried about him, though, because he does avoid most of the shots, but I don't think it's going to take too many to limit him. And I think we're starting to get closer to a critical mass on that, where I think that he can actually win from the pocket. Even at my size, he can win from the pocket. He better start doing it, because you're starting to see just a hit here, or hit there. And he had the thing with the throwing shoulder. And if that goes, then you're RG3 out there playing Wednesday afternoon football. And It's not good.
We were talking yesterday, and my son brought this up, that is RG3 the closest comp we have to the situation with Carson Wentz, where you go from being like MVP candidate, top of the league, high pedigree draft pick, to after an injury just being a shell of yourself and that's it?
I feel like Carson Wentz is like seeing ghost. I think there might be a talent deficiency with RG3. Even though he's athletically as gifted as many quarterbacks in the league, with Carson, I feel like it's a combination of all of the hits that he took, maybe that offense not really working, and we're getting more data as we look at the parallels between what's happening with the Eagles and the Bears. And now I just see a quarterback who's scared. Like, he instead of being like a touchdown to check down quarterback, he's a check down to throw it away quarterback now. Like, it's rare that you see him even looking down the field, and it's ugly. It's really ugly to watch, because he's got a lot of he's one of those guys that I feel like when he gets away, might end up having a career after this. But I think he might need to get away from Philadelphia and from Doug Peterson.
Yeah, you're right, though. When you start, and your subtweet of the Bears there is resonates strongly, because there might just be something about what these coaches are doing that fundamentally doesn't work.
Dan, have a wonderful rest of your day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.